I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's clamping down on non-government organizations that receive foreign funding, putting many Christian organizations at risk of being expelled from the country. Many prominent NGOs, including Compassion International, have already lost their licenses. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says this used to be a simple registration requirement.
Now it seems like the government is using this act as an excuse to say, okay, we need to see your books. We need to see what money is coming. Where is it coming from? What organizations are supporting you? And if they don't like what you're doing with that money, then your license is revoked.
Please pray for wisdom as ministry leaders in India interact with official agencies in an effort to be the hands and feet of Christ. And Mission Aviation Fellowship relies on missionary pilots and mechanics to fly to unreached people groups with relief and the gospel. But they also need staff in tech support, education, administration, and even human resources. The Great Commission requires a variety of skills. Marion Tucker, MAF's Vice President and Chief People Officer, shares a prayer that captures the heart of missions. As we pray, ask how God can use you for kingdom work.
The vision is big. The mission is rich. It's kingdom mission. And so as people listen, dear God, I pray that their hearts will be drawn, dear Lord, to sow, to donate, to contribute, so that those you have sent out, dear God, will be able to go out knowing that, yes, they are going to give their skills and that which they need, the financial resources, dear Lord, will be met.
Amen. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.